Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
My first guest, it's going to be a long speech now because they got a lot of things happening. On Money Making Conversation Masterclass, a Grammy-nominated jazz duo for their album, The Baylor Project, Generations. It's their second album. Generations, released in 2021, earned the duo its first NAACP Image Award win for Outstanding Jazz Album Vocal and its fourth Grammy nomination for Best Jazz Vocal Album. That's Generation. And Generation, if you hadn't heard, it's a cultural anthology rooted in everyday life. I listen to it all the time because I have like a 45-minute ride a lot of times when I come to the station. And that traffic in Atlanta just be building up. And so I just drop in Generations. And guess what? I don't worry about traffic or nothing. I just enjoy my ride. Generations, when it dropped, became the number one jazz vocal album on Jazz Week radio charts. And the standout song, We Swing the Cypher, was named among NPR's Music 100 Best Songs of 2021. It gets even better now because they're on the call. They're waiting for me. We have this upcoming big event. Maybe you've heard about it on WCLK, the Jazz Music Award. Marcus and Gene of the Baylor Project have three nominations: Best Mainstream Album, Best Vocal Performance, and Best Duo Group or Big Band. Please welcome to my five-year anniversary Money Making Conversation Masterclass celebration, Marcus and Gene Baylor. Come on now.
Hello. Hey. Gene owed you $25.
Come on now.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, I love it, man. I'm so happy. We talked about this because we're going to drop another dime on there. They don't know why we're happy with everything. But first of all, you know, it's the first time we're doing the Jazz Music Award at WCLK, doing it over at Carb Energy Center, October 22nd. To get three, Best Mainstream Album, Best Vocal Performance, and this is fans reaching out and industry leaders reaching out, Best Duo Group or Big Band. Okay, I'm going to start because I got two of them. I got Marcus and Gene. So, ladies first, Gene, tell me about how you feel about this.
We feel amazing. We're excited. We're honored. We're blessed to be a part of the first ever Jazz Music Awards that's highlighting jazz. And we're just, like, thrilled to not only have been considered for three nominations, but also to be part of the live performance. That's going to happen.
She's just going to drink. She's just going to drop it before you even talk, huh, Marcus? That's how she do. That's how she do.
It's a celebration. We might as well make it do what it do.
Hey, Marcus, you know, when we talked, you know, one of the beauty of your, you were so inspiring because you understood, and not saying Gene didn't, but, you know, a lot of people don't get the fact about the amount of hard work that you have to engage yourself in to pursue your dream. And also, sometimes your dream changes, and a lot of people don't understand that you have to sometimes be fluid and go off track to get back on your dreams, because you didn't start with the Baylor Project. You know, you're in St. Louis doing your own thing. So can you tell us the significance of a show like the Jazz Music Awards being a national platform, being hopefully one day our vision at WCLK is to become our version of the Grammys, our version of the Billboard Awards, our version of all these great award shows out there, and is based in Atlanta. Tell us about that emotional take on the Jazz Music Awards.
Well, what's amazing about it is, first of all, I'm going to speak that y'all are the first in terms of that I've seen in my time of doing this on the level. And you all are leaders in this. And so it's such an honor to be a part of this, whether it was the first year, the second, third, or fourth, or fifth year. It's celebrating music that's born in our culture, that's rooted in our culture and in our history as a people, as black people in this country. But of course, you know, the music stretches abroad and stretches throughout the whole entire world, but it was birthed in the black community. And so I'm just excited about that. And it's giving love to all the different sides of jazz music, straight ahead, smooth jazz. And I'm sure over the years it's going to continue to keep expanding and just embracing, as like you all are doing, and just embracing the music as a whole. And we just love this because it's on a level and it's bringing in some of the greatest artists in the world. So we're honored.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald. Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Well, you know, the honor is mine because of the fact that on this anniversary, I wanted to bring in people who hit home for me. And you two, when you came on my show, it was kind of like family. And I'm one of those guys who, you know, I find jazz, you know. And because jazz doesn't always find me, because I don't know where to go. I'll be listening to great music and go, wow, what is that? And that's how I found your music. Like Black Boy, that's my song. You know, Black Boy is my song.
Wow.
You know, that.
Wow.
That's my song. That's my song, Gene. That's my song, Black Boy. That's on that Generations album. If y'all don't know, like I told y'all, when I'm driving to WCLK every Tuesday, I put on my song, my drop my Pandora, Generations, and I'm good all the way in. And so when I look at that, then we go over to Gene, because you dropped it anyway. We might want to tell the world that opening the Jazz Music Awards will not only be the Baylor Project starring Marcus and Gene, it's going to also be Jasmine Horn and Diana Reeves. Talk to me,
y'all,
Gene.
Y'all heard it here first.
Come on.
And you already know what song we're doing.
Come on, Gene. Talk to me. Since you just going to get out there and throw out a little nugget before I even talk to Marcus. Tell us about jumping on that stage. Because you know something, Marcus, I love her. But, you know, she'll try to jump in front of you and get the last wing on the fried chicken. You know what I'm saying? That's her.
Absolutely.
No, I'm looking at that fried chicken wing. She go over there, how you doing, Rashawn? And then reach forward.
That's hilarious.
Hey, Gene, so tell us about that performance, being the opening act for the Jazz Music Awards, which take place at the Cobb Energy Center October 22nd. You know, the beauty of being, because y'all going to be busy. Nominations, I don't know the score, but I like to believe, you know, some love going to be shown in them nominations too. But y'all stepping on that stage. It's hosted by our girl, Dee Dee Bridgewater. She's one of the hosts. It's been announced for the Jazz Music Awards. So, but it's all about introducing that first act, We Swing. Give us a little people who don't know about We Swing. Why is that? It's that beat, you know, that Cotton Club, that coming to Harlem beat, that beat that make you just rock side by side and snap your fingers. Hey, I'm telling you. Come on, Gene, floor is yours.
We Swing. I think you dropped the bomb on me because I didn't know we were opening, so that's so dope. And I think it's a great way to, a perfect way to open, like, hey, this is the Jazz Awards, and We Swing. Swing is, you know, the essence of jazz music. It's foundational. It's one of them things where, you know, sometimes we move in and out of it and away from it, but we always come back to it. So I'm honored to have a legacy artist like Diane Reeves join us, and Jasmia, who is like our baby sister, you know what I mean, and killing the game. Three different generations, which really represents the album that it was featured on, Generations. So You know, we're just looking forward to it. We I believe Orrin Evans is gonna be there. I believe he gonna help us swing it up out of there.
And we have to throw his name in there because Orrin Evans is the person. He's one of the nominees, but he introduced me to Gene. That's how I met Gene.
Okay. All right. Now, taking this all personal. Now, I got to slide up to the mic. Now, you know, St. Louis meet New Jersey. You know, St. Louis, Missouri meets New Jersey. Okay. Midwest meets East Coast.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Yes.
So we're going to be, so on that stage, you know, the interesting thing about it when we spoke, and I'm going to tell y'all something, it was, because you never know, I'm blessed, I have a podcast, and we're popular. And when your interview, I'm going to just be honest with you. When your interview aired on my podcast, it was in the first quarter. It was the top downloaded interview on my podcast.
You're kidding me.
No, I kid you not.
What?
Kid you not. So that let me know that a lot of my fan base are into jazz. And so, because, you know, jazz is such a relaxing sound. And so, and I told my staff, they said, Rashawn, I said, the Baylor Project interview is your top download for the quarter. I knew it jumped up when it dropped. Cause what I do is when it airs on WCLK, the following week I aired on my national podcast, and y'all went crazy. Everybody loved the Baylor Project. Y'all
just, wow. That is crazy.
Man,
yes.
Such an honor.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, I got to speak the truth.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald. Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
When you look at the, you know, because in that interview, Marcus, you dropped so many nuggets in the second half of that interview about life, by not giving up, by motivation, and also realizing that, like I said earlier, just because you have a dream doesn't mean that you, when you hit a detour, that you give up on it. And if you give up on it, you know, make sure you understand you have people around you that can pull you back to your dream. And you spoke like that, and I had never heard that. And I think a lot of our listeners not only were fans of the music and became fans of the Baylor Project, which stars Marcus and Gene, of course. You know, what is that driving force that keeps you focused and also drop some nuggets on what not only who you are, but also what you guys represent as a couple?
Wow. Well, I'll start off by saying first of all, just being, you know, really being able to just really keep your focus. And, like, I'll be honest with you, like, even right now, as we've been blessed to be successful in different areas, something is constantly reminding me, even just living everyday life on social media, because you can see so many people doing great things. But I even started a mantra that I would say to myself, focus, the Baylor Project, focus. The Baylor Project, focus, the Baylor Project, because I'll see so many outside things. And you start looking at, oh, man, I want to do that. Oh, man, I think we should do that. No, stay on your path and on your journey, because I'm realizing that all these things will come in due time. And just like, even just to throw just even a crazy plug, like while we're on our, I think we spoke to you first quarter.
Right.
And right after that was the Grammys. We were completely drained, and this is what you call staying on your path and on your journey. We get called for this. We got called for this gig to a private gig, which was for 3 nights. 3 nights, they literally built a jazz club just for us to play. And I'm thinking to myself, babe, I'm so tired. And they said, no, we want to style you guys. We want to do this and do that. It's a whole nother world that we never was exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
We show up to this place. And it's the most amazing jazz club built just for us to play, only for them to tear it down when we finish, that we ever seen. Something said, yo, you guys need to record this, because you never know.
Wow.
All I have to tell you is that we recorded this particular 3 nights, and within 2 or 3 months flipped, a live album end up coming out, which is just dropped 3 weeks ago, called Live at Apparatus.
Absolutely.
And I'm giving a plug, but I'm just saying all that to say, when you stay on your path and on your journey, certain things just come your way that you just would never think. And there's something else. I mean, we're going to have to talk to you maybe next year again, because that's something else that we just did last week that I
Absolutely.
Can't believe what just happened.
Absolutely.
But we can't share that now. So I'm just saying it's important to stay focused on your path and on your journey. That is extremely, extremely important, because it keeps you to have, you almost got to have tunnel vision, especially with so much happening right now in the world, social media and, you know, and all these things. And then last thing I'll say, get around people that are, that pushes you. Like, for instance, one last thing. Out of all this, I don't know if you heard of the Emmy Award-winning Adam Blackstone.
Absolutely.
Just dropped a brand-new album called Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, we literally just recorded that session about 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
I don't know how we made it happen. The album just dropped. A CD release was last night, and this album is like, it is amazing. It's who's who on there. All the way from Kirk Franklin to Mary Mary to Jasmine Sullivan to, I mean, you name it, who's who, Queen Latifah. And we're featured on a track on this album, The Baylor Project. Odom, what's his name? Leslie. Is it Leslie Odom? Yes. So I'll just say that to say, and I'm going to transition this over to the wife, because I can go all day on this, on the married couples, babe. What do you have to say?
He did ask us a question. What?
Repeat your question again for us again, Rashawn. I'm going to tell you something,
Marcus. I got to go, man. You know, I got to lock this down, man. Again, I want to bring y'all back so Gene can talk. Because Gene out-talked you last time, so I realize you probably was prepared to out-talk her this time. But again, he's telling the truth. It just dropped. The Evening Live Apparatus is out now. You got to check it out. But what I want to do is, you know, I'm just shouting out my celebration. I want to come back and do another 45-minute interview with you guys next month so we can sit down and talk before the Jazz Music Awards, which is October 22nd. I just want to congratulate you on your 3 nominations. I want to congratulate you in taking the time to be the opening act for the Jazz Music Awards. Again, October 22nd. Stay blessed, and we're going to talk soon. But remember, I want y'all to come back on the air with me. We're going to do video, and we're going to do a video, going to drop everything October in next month for 45 minutes. Is that a deal?
Yes, a deal, and we coming down there to the Atlanta to eat some chicken with you. So I'm gonna work out so we can do that.
Absolutely,
and I can still look good in the outfit.
Well,
for the
you one. Go to chicken. I'm gonna go to Slutty Vegan. I'm
I love you. Thank y'all for coming on the show. The Baylor Project opening act for this year's Jazz Music Award, October 22nd, Cobb Energy Center. Come on, y'all.